On page 90 of our text, where Merlin, I think, is referring to them blowing him someplace, if memory serves me. Page 90, just about in the middle, it says, Castor and Pollux blow me to Bermuda. And it was a good question because actually I think they come up again in today's reading. Who they are, they're actually, you don't find them under their own names. When you look up Castor, even in Webster's, they refer you to the Dioscuri. And the Dioscuri, that is their main listing, also called Castor and Pollux in Rome. This will not be on the test. This is purely trivia to help win you money later that I can use in the future and make students look bad when I ask them. This also had the effect upon me of making me even more paranoid. They might ask bizarre questions. So like today we're reading about Boxing Day. So if you're, oh, somebody's going to ask me what Boxing Day is, so I looked it up. So do you know what Boxing Day is? I do. Castor are also known as Castor. So they're known as Castor and Pollux in Rome, or Castor and Polydeuces in Greece. In Greek and Roman mythology, twin deities who aided, this is how it's relevant, aided shipwrecked sailors and received sacrifices for favorable winds. They were the children of Leda and either Zeus or Tyndareus, Leda's husband. According to some versions, Castor was the son of Tyndareus and thus a mortal, while Pollux was the son of Zeus. The twins were inseparable and became renowned for their athletic ability. A dispute between them, however, led to bloodshed. Although the details are variously recorded, authorities agree that Castor was slain. After Pollux refused immortality because Castor had to remain in the netherworld, Zeus allowed them to remain together alternately in heavens and the netherworld. Later, they are transformed into the constellation Gemini. Okay, so that's all the trivia. So anyway, demigods, small-time gods or demigods, responsible for favorable winds.